带着祝福的命令。
This afternoon, we'll learn together commandments with blessings.
我们大家都很希望得到福气。
All of us wish to be blessed.
那要怎么办？
And so how do we do?
圣经里面可以找到有三个神的命令是带有祝福的。
In the Bible, we can see three commandments that bring blessings.
不是建议，是命令。
And it is not a suggestion, but a commandment.
建议就是做不做由你吧。
Suggestion makes you leaves the choice to you.
那命令就是含有权柄的一种吩咐。
The commandment is spoken with authority.
所以我们做神的选民一定要做。
So as the chosen people of God, we must do it.
敬畏神的人一定会做。
And those who fear the Lord will do it.
但是做了以后会有福气。
And after you do it, you will be blessed.
我们先来看第一个命令。
Let us look at the first commandment.
以赛亚书五十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 58.
以赛亚书五十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 58.
十三节，十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
五十八章十三节十四节，请念。
Isaiah 58, verse 13 and 14. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken.
第一个命令就是要遵守安息圣日。
The first commandment is to keep the Sabbath.
这是十诫的第四条。
This is the fourth commandment out of the Ten Commandments.
那这个命令的福气是什么？
And what is the blessing with this commandment?
我们从这里可以看出几点。
We can see numerous points from these verses.
在十三节下面。
In the latter portion of verse 13.
不办自己的私事，不随自己的私话，不说自己的私话。
Not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words.
就是停止世俗的活动。
That is to stop all earthly activities.
那这个叫做安息。
This is what it means to rest.
六日要劳碌做工，第七天不必要做工。
You shall labor and toil for six days, on the seventh day you shall rest.
这个就是第一个福气。
This is the first blessing.
主耶稣说：“我的担是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。”
And Jesus said that my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
你要学习我的样式。
So you shall imitate me.
主耶稣在安息日都是照着素常的规矩进到圣殿里面。
And on the Sabbath, Jesus would observe the Sabbath by going to the synagogues.
所以我们在安息日凭着神的应许，把我们的忧愁重担来交托给他。
And according to his commandments, we should entrust our burdens to him.
那享受心灵的安息。
So that we can have rest within.
然后第十四节。
Verse 14.
你要以神为乐。
Then you should delight yourself in the Lord.
当我们从世界上退出来。
When we retreat from the world,
我们可以专心来拜神。
Then we can concentrate and worship God.
可以进到神的里面，也能够让神进到我们里面。
We can enter into God and allow God to enter into us.
那我们就充满着平安跟喜乐。
Then we will be filled with peace and joy.
所以虽然肉体有一点疲惫，但是我们回家的路上觉得很平安很喜乐。
Even though physically we might be tired, but on our way home we will be filled with joy and peace.
这是第三个恩典。
This is the third blessing.
那第四个恩典。
The fourth blessing.
十四节说，使你乘驾地的高处。
I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth.
最高的地方能够看到最远的地方。
From the highest point you can see very far.
最远的地方就是天国。
And the furthest point is heaven.
你如果站在平地就看不到远的地方。
If you stand on flat ground, you cannot see far.
信仰如果没有往上提升，只是看到地上的好处。
If you do not look up in your faith, then you can only see the benefits of this world.
信仰如果往上提升，就看到天上的好处。
But if you are able to lift up your faith, then you can see the benefits that are in heaven.
如果我们只看到地上的好处。
If you only see the benefits in this world.
有时候我们觉得我没有信耶稣也有这些啊。
Then we might think that if I do not believe in God, then I will have these things too.
如果我们看到天上的好处，
But if we see the benefits in heaven,
你就知道没有信耶稣是没有这些好处的。
Then we will realize that we will not have these things if we do not believe in God.
我们的就会很宝贵我们的信仰。
And so we will hold on to our faith very tightly.
再来，你主雅各的产业养育你。
And feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father.
雅各，神给他一块牛奶与蜜的地。
Jacob, he was given a plot of land that was flowing with milk and honey.
这个可以指地上的福气。
And this is earthly blessings.
神要让我们生活没有缺欠。
And God does not want us to lack in our lives.
那更是指着天上的迦南。
And it also refers to the heavenly canon.
就是神的国。
This is the kingdom of God.
公义、平安、喜乐。
And it is filled with righteousness, peace, and joy.
这个就是我们遵守安息日的福气。
This is the blessing that we have from keeping the Sabbath.
好，我们再来看马拉基书。
Let us next turn to Malachi.
马拉基书第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
第十节
Verse 10 Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out for you such blessing, that there will not be room enough to receive it.
圣经对结婚的观念是两个成为一体。
And the concept of marriage in the Bible is that two become one.
不是生意的伙伴。
It is not someone just a companion.
生意的伙伴啊 ，business partner.
It is not just like a business partner.
是两个成为一体。
But rather two become one body.
那到底人的婚姻有没有非常的亲密
？And do you have an intimate marriage?
一个很容易感觉的现象就是他们对钱财的处理。
And you can see how they deal with things to see if they have an intimate relationship.
如果两个真的成为一体
if they are truly united as one,
他们对财务的计划是一起的
then their financial plans they make as one.
因为钱在哪里，心就在哪里。
Because where your money is, that is where your heart is.
如果心是合一的，钱就不会分了。
And if their heart is united, then they will not divide their money.
那我们跟神的关系在灵里面就是婚姻。
And our relationship with God in the spirit is like a marriage.
其实我们受洗就是归属于神了。
And when we are baptized, we belong to Him.
我们一切都是属于神。
All that we have belongs to Him.
如果我属于神，我有一切都是神的。
If I belong to God, then everything I have belongs to Him.
那怎么看出我跟神真的是合一呢？
How do I know that I am united with God?
一样，钱在哪里，心在哪里。
It is the same principle. Where your money is, that's where your heart is.
所以这个地方讲，当纳的十分之一要献给神。
Here it talks about bringing all the tithes to God.
这个十分之一不是纳税。
And the tithe is not tax.
纳税是一种义务。
And tax is something that you should do.
十分之一是一种感恩。
But tithe is out of thanksgiving.
地上的数学十块减一块剩九块。
And so when you do math, out of $10, $9, then there's $1 left.
天上的数学十块减一块可能是十一块、十五块。
But the heavenly math, if you have $10 and you minus $1, you might have $11.
问题是我信得下去吗
？But the matter, a fact is whether or not you believe.
信得下去就做得出来。
If you are able to believe, then you can do it.
我真的爱神吗
？Do I love God?
如果爱神就做得出来。
If I love Him, then I will be able to do this.
如果我真的感恩，我就做得出来。
If I am filled with thanksgiving, then I can do this.
所以第七节。
So verse 7.
神说：“你们转向我，我就转向你们。”
Here God says, "Return to me, and I will return to you."
他们也搞不清楚什么叫做转向神。
And they were unsure what it meant to return to him.
接下去，神就讲十分之一。
And then God followed this by the teaching of the tithe.
如果我们的心真的转向神
，If our hearts are able to turn to God,
我们的钱也会转向神。
Then our money will also turn to him.
因为钱是随心走的。
Because the money follows where your heart goes.
但是如果我们的心转向神，钱没有转向神，这个事实就代表我们的心并没有转向神。
So if our heart turns to God, but our money does not, this means that our heart has not turned to God.
那如果我们转向神，神转向我们。
And if we turn to God and God turns to us.
他转向我们，就是他的恩典归向我们。
And when he turns to us, that means that his blessings and grace will come to us.
那我们转向神，就是表示我们奉献十分之一。
And if we turn to him, that means that we offer tithe.
那我们信仰就有很多的体验。
then we'll have many experiences in our faith.
所以在第十节后面。
So in the latter portion of verse 10.
以此试试我，是我为你们敞开天上的窗户，赐福给你们，让你无处可容。
And try me now, and this is the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven.
这里讲天上的窗户。
It talks about the window of heaven.
那是从天上来的福气。
It is the blessings from heaven.
所以不一定是指着钱财的回报。
So it might not be a return of your money.
让我们不要生病啊。
And we might be healthy, not sick.
那不要有意外的灾难。
And we might not encounter dangers.
让我们做的都有收，都有结果。
So that everything we do will result in something.
这个本身就是很大的福气了。
This is a great blessing in itself.
所以这是第二个带有祝福的命令。
This is the second commandment with a blessing.
我们看第三个。
Let us look at the third one.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1-3.Verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. 3, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth.
这个地方说要在主里听从父母。
Here it says that we must obey our parents in the Lord.
这是理所当然的。
For this is right.
英文叫 right, 这是对的。
This is the right thing.
然后孝敬父母使你得福，在世长寿。
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
你会得福，在世长寿。
So that you may live long on the earth.
这个就是带有祝福的命令。
This is a commandment with a blessing.
但是这个孝敬父母在西方的文化里面越来越少被强调。
And the Western culture no longer emphasizes as much honoring your parents.
因为都是强调独立。
Because they emphasize on independence.
小孩子小小就叫他出去，你要独立。
And from a young age, they tell their children to be independent and to go out.
自己教育，自己设方，自己想办法。
To have their own ways of thinking and to find their own ways.
那倒过来，父母老了，小孩子说自己要独立。
And when the parents are old, then the children tell the parents that you must be independent.
自己想办法。
You have to think of your own way.
那我要享受我的人生。
Because I want to enjoy my life.
那圣经的教训不是这样。
But this is not a biblical teaching.
要孝敬父母。
You must honor your father and mother.
这是神给我们的命令。
This is a commandment given to us by God.
那怎么孝顺？
How do we honor them?
这个第六章第一节特别讲主理听从父母。
Here in chapter 6 verse 1 it says, obey your parents in the Lord.
为什么加一个主理？
Why does it add in the Lord?
因为有时候父母叫我们做的跟神要我们做的不一样。
Because sometimes what our parents want us to do is different from what God wants us to do. So what are you to do?
神比较大还是父母比较大？
Is God greater or your parents?
当然神比较大。
Of course God.
所以要在神的真理之下来听从父母。
So you must obey your parents in the truth from God.
比方说有的人慕道很久他不洗礼。
Some people, they see the truth for many years without being baptized.
为什么？
Why?
因为他有父母还没有信。
Because the parents have yet to believe.
所以他觉得我如果洗礼就背叛我的父母。
And so they feel like they are betraying the parents if they get baptized.
但这个跟圣经的教训就不一样。
But this deviates from the teaching in the Bible.
神比父母大。
God is greater than your parents.
如果神要让我们接受救恩，这是恩典。
If God wants you to receive salvation, this is a blessing.
所以不管父母怎么反对，我们都应该归入主的名下。
So even though your parents might refuse, you should still be belong to God.
然后才用孝顺的好行为，加上我们的祷告，来带领父母归主。
And through prayer and your filial actions, you can lead your parents to God.
这个才是真的孝顺。
This is what it means to honor them.
而不是等到父母离世了，他下去了，我们才受洗，我们上去了。
It's not that once they depart from this world that you get baptized.
这样是其实讲也不是孝顺。
This is not honoring your parents.
所以只要父母从神的原则领受的吩咐我们，我们都要遵守。
And so what our parents tell us to do in the Lord, we must do.
这个是代表我们对他的尊重。
This is out of respect.
也是对神的尊重。
And out of honor for God.
我们现在看箴言。
Let us turn to Proverbs.
箴言23章。
Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言二十三章。
Proverbs 23.
二十二节。
Verse 22. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
这个地方讲要听从你的父亲，母亲老了也不可以藐视她。那为什么要加上一个老了不可以藐视她？
Why does it add that when she is old, you shall not despise her?
因为我们小的时候，父母照顾我们。
When we're younger, our parents take care of us.
但是等父母老了，他会退化。
But when they are old, they start to waste away.
然后他的独立性越来越少。
They start to deteriorate and they become less independent.
所以有时候他需要子女的帮助。
So sometimes they might need the help of their children.
那当我们看到我们的父母啊，越来越没有办法独立，需要我们帮助，有的人就会觉得很麻烦。
So when we see that our parents are less independent, they might need our help, we might feel like this is a burden.
有人就觉得这是一个重担。
And this is a burden.
那所以就觉得就看不起了。
And so they might despise them.
但是父母已经把他最好的青春年华给了我们。
But our parents have given their best days in their youth.
但是人一定会有老化的过程。
But as humans, we will deteriorate. This is a process.
所以我们不要藐视他们。
So we shall not despise them.
那不要藐视他们具体的表现就是他对我们讲的话，只要合圣经，我们都要听。
And a way that we can show that we do not despise them is what they tell us to do in the Lord, we must obey.
这是一种孝顺。
This is how we can honor them.
我们先看二十四节。
Let us look at verse 24.
箴言二十三章二十四节，请读。
Proverbs 23:24, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him.
二十四啊，要读完了啊。OK， 这个二十三节到二十四节啊，就是在讲两件事情。
Verse 23-24 talks about two things.
一个是智慧。
One is wisdom.
一个是义，公义。
And one is righteousness.
所以我们要让父母高兴。
So for us to bring joy to our parents.
不要让父母担忧。
So that they would not worry for us.
这个就是孝顺。
This is what it means to honor them.
当然有一些事情我们不需要让父母知道。
Of course, some things they might not need to know.
如果这会让他担心，这个不要让他知道也没关系。
If this will bring them many worries, then we do not need to let them know.
但是有一些事情要让父母知道。
But some matters we should tell our parents.
就是当他会让他高兴，我们要让他知道。
And these are things that will bring joy to them.
那什么事情会让父母高兴？
And what will bring joy to our parents?
这里说，义人的父亲必大得快乐。
Here it says, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice.
我们做的都是对的。
When everything we do is right.
我们就会有好名声。
Then we will have a good reputation.
我们做的事情都是对的，神就会与我们同在，祝福我们。
When everything we do is right, then God will abide with us and bless us.
所以父母会引我们为傲，或者说引我们觉得他觉得有能够感谢神。
And through us, our parents will be able to be proud of us and give thanks to God.
那这个就是孝敬父母。
This is what it means to honor your father and mother.
但是倒过来，如果我们做的会让父母羞耻。
On the flip side of what we do bring shame to our parents,
那我们就是不孝。
Then we do not honor them.
因为他在别人面前提起孩子，他会羞耻。
Because when they mention their children before others, they will be ashamed.
那接下去呢？说要有智慧。
And it says here to have wisdom.
必因他欢喜哈。
And this will bring joy.
智慧就是决定。
Wisdom is a decision.
我们做的决定要让父母高兴。
The decisions we make must bring joy to our parents.
所以智慧带给父母高兴。
And that is why wisdom can bring joy to our parents.
那愚妄的孩子让父母担忧。
And those who the foolish children will bring worries to the parents.
比方说读书不认真读书，只是天天在想 have fun, to be cool, 这个就有问题。
So if every day you do not want to study, but you want to have fun and be cool, then there is a problem there.
因为将来真的开始进入社会才发现，哇，好多挑战，人生不只是fun跟cool而已。
Because when you start to work, you realize there are many challenges in life. Life is not about having fun and being cool.
那父母就会忧虑。
And so your parents will be worried for you.
所以智慧就是读书就要认真读书，那父母看到我们就很安心了。
So wisdom means that you study very diligently, so when your parents see you, that they can rest assured.
这个就是孝顺。
This is what it means to honor them.
我们看二十三章二十六节。
Let us look at chapter 23, verse 26. 26, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways.
说我的儿啊，将你的心归我。
Give me your heart, my son.
当然，这是天父对我们的期盼。
And this is the anticipation of a father towards us.
这个也是有时候也是父母对孩子的期盼。
And this is the hope also of parents towards their children.
所以当我们长大了，虽然我们可以独立。
And even though when we get older, we might become independent.
但是我们要让父母知道，我的心中还有你，你还是我所尊敬的。
But we have to let our parents know that in our hearts that we still have a place for them and that we honor them.
那这个就是孝顺。
This is what it means to honor them.
如果我们长大了，好像一刀两断，父母打电话也没有回，也没有什么音讯，也没有关心，那父母就觉得非常的失落。
And if when we are older, if we do not, if we cut our parents off, then our parents will feel like they are at loss.
约瑟虽然在埃及，
even though Joseph was in Egypt,
当他跟兄弟相认的时候。
When he saw his brothers once again,
他连续四次提到我的爸爸好吗？
Four times he asked about the welfare of his father.
他老人家现在怎么样呢？
And how is my father who's advanced in age?
这是第一个问的问题。
This is the first question he asked.
所以有时候我们虽然远离开我们的父母，
And even though we might be far from our parents,
我们要常常关心我们的父母。
But we should show our care often.
现在通讯很方便了。
Now it's very easy for us to communicate with them.
可以常常在关心他们，让他知道我们还是爱他们。
So we should take time to care for them and tell them that we love them.
结论，父母怎么叫做孝顺？
So what does it mean to honor them?
孝顺就是让父母高兴。
Honor them means that you bring joy to your parents.
那这个抓住就是孝顺了。
If you're able to hold on to this, then you honor them.
求主带领我们。
We ask God to guide us.
让我们这个宗教教育每一位都是非常孝顺蒙福。
That all the religious education students are able to honor their parents and be blessed.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.